In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah, and the fourth Parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah. And we continue learning about the Markolis, this form of Avodah Zarah that we learned in yesterday's Mishnah. Mishnah begins by saying, Matzah barasho ma'ot ksut or kelim. Someone finds on top of this Markolis, be it money, garments, or utensils that were not placed there for decorative purposes, we say haril muturim. It's mutar b'hana, one can derive benefit from those items. It's important that it wasn't placed there for decorative purposes. That is because Chazal understand when the Torah says, when the Torah says that there's gold and silver that is with them is prohibited, they contrast with the other pasuk that says, Lo tachmon, you should not desire the kesev izahava lehem, that's on them. So they understand, when is imahem asur? It's the same way that when in that pasuk says alehem, meaning those things were placed there for decorative purposes, those are the items that would be forbidden to derive benefit from. Mishnah continues that, however, parakilei anavim v'atarot shel shibolim v'yenot rushmani masalatot, if I were with a bunch of grapes placed there, or atarot crowns of shel shibolim of ears of corn, v'yenot ushmanim usalatot, or wine or oils or fine flour, v'kol davar shekyotzer bo karava gabim mizbeach, or other objects that we find, actually all these things we find that brought as offerings in Beis HaMikdash. For example, even though one doesn't offer grapes, we find the bikurim brought to the Beis HaMikdash, that we will have wine libations, we have oil and fine flour, that's a part of mincha offerings. So anything like that, then we have to be concerned that it was used for a offering. And therefore it's also because it's considered tikrovet avodah zarah. Meaning something was, and anything that's offered in front of an idol, as part of idol worship, one is not allowed to derive benefit from. Let's add the Mishnah Gimel. Avodah zarah she'al lagina o merchatz. If we're dealing with avodah zarah that has a garden in its courtyard, or a merchatz, or a bathhouse there, that we say nehnimahem, provided that it wasn't situated there for decorative purposes, one is allowed to derive benefit from it. And that's similar to what we learned recently with the case with Proclus and Rabban Gamliel in the bathhouse. However, it has to be, if you're going to use this bathhouse, this has to be shelo batova, meaning not for a fee. V'ein nehnimahem batova, one will not be able to pay a fee to use such a bathhouse, meaning to the priests that operate that facility, because then that would be supporting of a rozara. If, however, it's joint ownership between other people and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, then nehenim mehem bein batov bein shelo batov. Then one can even use it for a fee, because we find that other people are benefiting from that fee, and it wouldn't be a problem. What's interesting here, though, is that this term shelo batova or batova we've seen back in Masechta Shviit. We explained it in this Mishnah according to the Batanur. It says it refers to a fee. However, the Rambam says this is similar to actually the shelo batova by Shmita, that Batova and Lobatova means, to even just for a gesture of gratitude to the Komerim for using the facilities, if it was solely owned by them, according to the Rambam, that would still be prohibited. Those are Mishnah today.